Congratulations! Whether you've graduated from high school or earned a college degree, it's graduation time. America's graduates line the stages across the country to celebrate years of hard work and receive their degrees and academic credentials wearing a now famous gown and hat, also known as a mortarboard. And that's the topic of the day in this new episode of the Maiwen Podcast. In North America, mortarboards have become a standard accessory for academic ceremonies. The square academic cap, or mortarboard, was named for its similarity in appearance to the mortarboard used by bricklayers to hold mortar. A tassel is attached to the center. The cap, tassel, and gown are the traditional uniform of the university graduate in many parts of the world, following the British model. The first American colleges were established in the mid-1600s, and their class structure and graduation requirements were modeled on those of English institutions like Oxford and Cambridge universities. Originally, only those with a master's or doctoral degree were allowed to wear the mortarboard. Today, all graduates, not just those with a master's or doctorate, wear the mortarboard. During the time of Henry VIII, student dress became very uniform at Cambridge and Oxford. Until the 1800s, the colors of these robes was black. In the 1800s, a color system was developed to designate what students had studied. Today, in higher education ceremonies, these colors usually appear on the velvet edge of the gown. For example, a medical graduate will have a green velvet edge, while a law graduate will have a purple velvet edge. But the moment everyone looks forward to on graduation day is at the end of the ceremony, where the tossing of the cap in the air takes place. The tossing of the cap in the air was initiated by the U.S. Naval Academy in 1912. In 1912, the decision was made to immediately put graduates into service. Graduates no longer needed their old hats, as they will now wear new officers' hats. Therefore, the old midshipmen's hats were tossed into the air after the graduation ceremony. Throwing the hats in the air quickly became popular, giving rise to the tradition of graduation. Although the square hat has a centuries-old legacy, new cap traditions are popping up across the US, such as customizing your own cap to express yourself. Personally, I've always dreamed of wearing one of these hats. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Maiwen Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.